Jai Baba, chapter 21. There was a man called Bhimaji Patil of Narayangaon. He was a kind man, and nobody who came to his house went without being fed. He was exceedingly hospitable to every guest who entered his house. He was also a jovial man. He spread happiness and was a kind soul. Destiny spares nobody, and she has a sharp memory. She never forgets. Her books of accounts are always immaculately kept. Bhimaji fell ill. It started with a cough that progressively got worse. His body began to rage with high fever. Later on, he was diagnosed with tuberculosis. He began to froth from the mouth and spat blood often. His stomach began to cramp and the fever raged on. Slowly, he became bedridden and his body began to shrivel up. He was in acute misery. No medicine or doctor was of much help. Doctors from various fields were consulted, but no remedy gave him any relief. He was in hell. He would cry out in pain to his family deity. His situation became worse by the day. One day, out of the blue, Bhimaji remembered his friend Nana Chandorkar. He wrote a letter to Nana stating that he was fed up of life, tired of the illness, and exhausted from taking so many different medicines. He wrote that his life was coming to an end and that he would like to meet Nana before he passed over. Nana received the letter and was distraught after reading the contents. Nana knew Bhimaji as a good, honest, and kind man. He replied to the letter immediately, stating, "My dear friend, I have only one remedy for you. Come and prostrate at the feet of Sai. He is our father and mother, and if anybody can save you, it is him. I have seen him cure leprosy. Thus, what is tuberculosis? Sai has promised that if anybody with a clean heart and true love asks for something of him, he shall always bless that person with what he needs or seeks. Only he can save you, my friend. So come to Shirdi quickly and pay your obeisance to Sai." In a few days, Bhimaji Patil left for Shirdi. He was truly in a bad shape, but hope filled his heart that Sai would heal him. Nana accompanied his friend too. They arrived in front of the mosque, and four men helped Patil to get him into Masjid-e-Ain. Shama was already present. Baba looked at Bhimaji and then turned to Shama. "Shama, how many times are you going to trouble me? Is this right on your part?" Bhimaji somehow managed to prostrate at the feet of Baba Sahib. "Baba, have mercy on me. Rehem Sai." Baba's heart melted. He looked tenderly at Bhimaji, and for the first time, Patil knew that things would get better. Baba said, "The moment anybody sets foot into this mosque, their troubles have to end. You may be deep in suffering, but the moment you enter Shirdi and the moment you enter Masjid-e-Ain, her blessings shall take care of the rest. The workings of karma are rigid. She spares nobody, not even the very gods. But if you have come with true love and faith And if you truly surrender to the wisdom of your Sai, things shall only get better. The fakir is very merciful. He is filled with compassion. Your problems shall either be solved, or you shall get the strength and wisdom to go through your calamity. This is my promise. You are suffering because of your karma. Allah Malik, sab theek hoga. All will get well. Baba told Patil to go to Bhima Bai's house and settle down there. He would get better in a few days. Patil was already wonderstruck. He had been with Baba for a while, and in all that time, he had not vomited blood even once. Earlier, he would vomit every few minutes. That itself was a miracle. He hadn't frothed at the mouth at all this while when he was with Baba. Baba gave Patil the sacred ash from the holy fire. He applied a little of the udi on Patil's forehead, blessed him, and then sent him to Bhima Bai's house. Whilst going out, Patil did not need the four men to carry him to his carriage. He walked out of the mosque as though a renewed man. Bhima Bai's place was not the ideal joint, as there were many other places in Shirdi which were more accommodative and spacious. But as Baba had commanded, Patil obeyed. The floor was wet, so he spread out two sacks over which he spread his bedding and slept. That night he had two dreams. In the first dream, he was being flogged mercilessly by his class teacher. In the second, somebody rolled a heavy stone up and down his chest. He suffered tremendously in both the dreams, but when he woke up in the morning, he was completely cured. Baba had made him work off his karmic dues via the dreams. He did suffer in the dreams, and thus karma did settle the account. The suffering was over and done with. The accounts were all clear. Patil was cured by morning. He went and met Baba and prostrated at Baba's feet and kept crying tears of joy and gratitude. Patil stayed for over a month in Shirdi, spending as much time as he could near Baba. Before returning home, he once again prostrated at the feet of Baba. I shall never ever be able to repay you for what you have done for me, Sai. How can I ever repay you, my Baba? Baba smiled. Help those in need. Be kind to those who are suffering. Always love me and have full faith in my wisdom. That is all that I seek from my loved ones. Patil went home and then began to read the Satya Sai Katha, which was written by Das Ganu in his book Arvachin Bhakta Leelamrut. This book with 45 chapters contains what Das Ganu has narrated about the lives of many devotees, and there are three chapters on Sai which form the Satya Sai Katha. It was Patil who began this trend of reading the Satya Sai Katha. He would invite people over, prepare Naivedya, and read the Satya Sai Katha. He remained grateful to our Sainath for the rest of his life. Peace be to all. Baba, heal us from all illnesses of the body, heart, and mind. Jai Sai.